LS 3 2.13
First then, I'd like to look at the general picture of the immigrant communities in New Zealand. Most of the recent migration to New Zealand has traditionally come from the Pacific, with areas such as the Cook Islands, Niue, Tokelau, Samoa, Tonga and Fiji being the main sources. People from the Cook Islands, Niue and Tokelau actually held New Zealand citizenship and therefore had unrestricted rights of entry and settlement in New Zealand. People from other Pacific nations, particularly Samoa, Tonga and Fiji, entered New Zealand in a variety of ways, including temporary permits, quota schemes and family reunification policies. There is also evidence of small-scale illegal immigrant entry from these areas before the 1960s. So by the 2006 census, Pacific people in New Zealand numbered 266,000 and made up 6.9% of the population. This is one of the highest proportions of immigrant population in the world and has been a highly contentious issue, some parts of which I'd like to explore now. This migration fueled population growth in the 1960s and 1970s, so that by the time of the 1976 census, there were almost 65,700 Pacific people living in New Zealand, which was about 2% of the total population. An economic downturn in the 1970s resulted in a more restrictive immigration policy. But even so, many Pacific people retained their rights of entry to New Zealand, so migration continued, albeit at lower levels. Since the mid-1990s, net migration gains from the Pacific have risen, averaging about 3,300 per year. The Pacific population in New Zealand has therefore continued to grow rapidly, and this has led to opponents calling for tighter control over immigration. However, much of the evidence suggests that it is actually not the recent immigration that has caused the overall rise in numbers, but the high rate of natural increase of these populations. For example, as the graph shows, Samoans are by far the largest Pacific group in New Zealand, with over 130,000 people at the time of the 2006 census. The Samoan population grew by 64,800 people, that's 98%, between 1986 and 2006. This group in particular is a young population, with low rates of mortality and high rates of fertility. Pacific people are more likely than others to be in the age groups where most childbearing takes place and tend to have more children, with a fertility rate of 3 births per woman, compared with 2 births per woman for the total population. Because of their younger age structure, they also have a lower crude death rate of 3.2 deaths per 1,000 people per year, compared with 6.6 per 1,000 for the total population. Such figures provoked fierce debate, with several political parties such as Right New Zealand calling for a rethink on immigration policy at the time. However, these views drew widespread criticism from trade union leaders and the immigrant communities themselves, who argued that without the immigrant population, the New Zealand economy would be unable to function properly in a number of key aspects. In May 2008, Dr. Greg Clydesdale released a report which saw Pacific Islanders as forming an underclass. Pacific Islands community leaders and others, however, strongly criticised the report, suggesting it was racially motivated.